Yo, what's up, everybody? We had some issues with our host, so that's why we couldn't bring you day two of our San Diego Comic-Con wrap-up. So we're also going to work on day three. We didn't even bother recording it just because of all the technical issues. It wasn't on us, so we would have brought it to you guys. But we can't wait to bring you day three, which will be, let's say, tomorrow. But you can hear this today. This is day two. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Hey, hey, E Society. What's up? This is Isu once again with a San Diego Comic-Con wrap-up show. Day two for us, Friday at the con. Yeah, before I go any further, though, I want to introduce the Nez.
Yo, what's up, everybody? I'm still eating my snacks, but we're here.
All right, so yeah, I'll kick us off for the day. Me and Eric showed up at the con during the 8 o'clock hour in attempt to get Teen Titans Go to the Movies tickets. And it started off as just a disaster. In the past, they've had lines in the back of the con if you were interested in any of the signings or screenings or anything where you had to do a random drawing to get a ticket. And this time, it was ridiculous. Like, they didn't allow anybody up into sales to line up there. And they had one long line that ran the whole convention center. And it was just ridiculous. So eventually the 9:30 hit and we had gone basically from Hall A entrance to just right past B. We barely moved the whole time. We just wasted our time. The doors open. We had to go back into B, and then I was like, ah. So we made our way up to sales, and they were hassling me about the badge because I didn't pull out the right color for the day. So they're like, oh, you got to change it to the right color. One thing after another, and then they're like, okay, yeah, go outside. And we went like down the hall, up these stairs, across the thing, and then down these stairs, and then they made us stay there for a long time. Finally, we got moving up the stairs, and once we were at the top, then we flowed all the way to where you draw the ticket, and I was really stressing that we were going to waste all that time and not get anything. Eric went first and didn't pull anything, and I was like, oh man, now it's all on me, we got to pull this. Luckily, I pulled, but it worked out even better because we stepped up to where I redeemed. And I guess, I don't know if like they just wanted to hook him up with tickets or somebody like didn't grab theirs or something. But Eric got two tickets. I got two tickets. And yes, it paid off. So that was a huge win. Felt like, yes, we didn't just waste like almost 3 hours in this pursuit of this ticket. So that was nice. After that, hit the floor. Star Wars booth was the first thing we checked out. And they were immediately doing a signing for the book Most Wanted. Let me grab that real quick out of my bag of loot. But yeah, at the Star Wars booth, they were doing book signings all day. So I was actually interested in the one later in the day. I think I mentioned it yesterday. The Mighty Chewbacca and the Forest of Fear. It has a K2 team up. So I was there inquiring about that. But it just so happened, like right at the time we were there, Rae Carson, she was signing her solo book, Most Wanted. And it's a young Han and Kira story. So I'm looking forward to checking this out, and took a picture with her. She was really nice. I was actually randomly the first person in line just because of the way everybody was hovering around the booth. They was just like, yep, you. So I got called up first, so that was nice. We knocked that out. Then we went right over to the Image booth to see if we could get a Deadly Class signing. But after the whole Teen Titans thing and the Star Wars booth, they had sold out for the day, so that was that. Then made my way to meet up with Jade, and I'm going to let her check in with you guys, let her tell you about the FX booth and the experience there, and what you did after that, too, real quick.
Okay, hi. I'm tired. Okay, FX. So, it's an outside event, which is cool, which means you don't need badges. And, like, there were all the FX stuff, like, there was, like, special things themed for each show. So, like, with Atlanta, there was a cool, like, weird photo booth thing where you like took pictures of like the people took like pictures of like multiple angles around you, and then it was like this like little like weird picture video. It was pretty cool. And then there was this huge bag line where you got to customize your bag depending on your favorite show by FX, or you could just pick up pre-made bags. And there were a lot of photo opportunities with like stuff around. There were like Archer cube heads where it looked like it was like your body and then your head was a character from Archer. That was interesting. And there was like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's my favorite FX show. There was, like, a weird, like, bathroom with an axe, like, stuck in it. Like, I guess that's for the next season, but that was pretty weird. I stood in line to get one of those bags, but I actually didn't get mine today, because it was, like, a 30-minute wait, and I had something else I had to do, but it was cool, because I stood in front of Dr. Facilier from Princess and the Frog, a guy who's really tall, just up like him, and I was like, hey, that's cool. So it's just nice to spot all the cosplayers and everything. There was weird sunscreen laid out in, like, big tubes. It was kind of like if you were offered, like, drink punch. It kind of looked like that, but instead of drink punch, there was sunscreen. And then it's kind of all a blur now because of what happened for me today. But can I talk about what happened? Yeah, all that stuff. I'm tired. So after that, I went inside and I got into the line for Ballroom 20. I bought a pretzel because I knew I was going to be there for a while. And it was a really, really long line, and eventually I got in. It wasn't that bad. It was like maybe 20, half an hour, minutes, and then I think that was around 1:30, and I was there until 6:30, no, more like 7, actually. But, yeah, so the first panel that I saw, it was like a group of these guy celebrities, and they were like being asked like all these questions about like their like past roles, and like they were asked like to tell like jokes and stuff and like interesting stories and everything. And there was a guy that I knew from Merlin, and so my friend was really excited about that. And then there was the main guy from Lucifer, so that was cool to see him. And, hey, do you remember another guy from the panel? Do you remember? Because I sent you a picture. Okay, never mind. Oh, Joe DiMaggio. Was it? No, I recognize. That's on him.
Baseball
okay,
player.
Joey something. That's on him. It sounded like a familiar name like that.
Joe Mangelino?
No, it's on Mangelo? Him. No.
Is he tall?
He's sitting down. No. No, anyway. I can't remember his name. It was similar to that. That's why I thought it was, because it sounded familiar. It's not Joe DiMaggio. I'm too tired for this. But anyway, that was pretty short. I didn't really know what that was. So, but and then the next panel was the Amazon Prime showcase, and that was pretty cool. I only knew two directors from it, but Sam Esmail, who did Mr. Robot and who's now doing Homecoming, was there, and Neil Gaiman, who I knew from Reading, he wrote Stardust, and that was one of my favorite books. He's doing a new show, and so that's pretty cool. There were like maybe five other directors, and I'm sorry that I don't remember any of their shows, but I was pretty much just focusing on those two guys the entire time. It was exciting because everyone got to like ask questions about the new shows, and you know, there were shows that like, there was this one I think called Expanse. They've gone for a while and they got like saved by fans, and so that was nice, and they talked about how much they love their fan base and all that. And then the creator of the new show, Jack Ryan, I know there's movies and everything, but yeah, there's a new TV show coming. The creator of that, he like surprised us like halfway through. It's like, oh, well, you know, I figure, you know, we're pretty much done telling you guys about stuff, so why don't we just show you an episode of the show. And so I got to watch the first episode of Jack Ryan, and that was really fun. I wasn't expecting that at all, and it was pretty cool. Like, I don't want to spoil it because we got to see it early and everything, but there's definitely some unpredictable moments and exciting moments, and I thought John Krasinski did a good job as Jack Ryan. And there's another main guy whose name I'm currently forgetting, but he's like Jack Ryan's boss, basically, in the show. And I know I've seen him in other things, I just can't remember where, because I'm too tired, I'm sorry. But they both work really well together, and so that was cool. Oh, and Abby Cornish is on it, too. I think she might play a love interest. Yeah. I think. I only saw the first episode, obviously, so we'll see. And then after that came the thing that I had been waiting for months and months. I absolutely love, 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 love Freeform's Cloak and Dagger by Marvel. It is my favorite TV show right now, and I was so excited when I found out there was going to be a panel. I was like, okay, that's my number one top priority. No matter what I do in SCCC, that I have to do this. And so I'm so glad I got to go. It was amazing. I took so many pictures and videos. And it was just so nice to see Aubrey Joseph and Olivia Hull in person. And they're just such nice people. Like, the chemistry that they have on screen and off screen is, it's just, you can't fake that, you know? Like, you have a TV show and it's like, oh yeah, they work okay together, but you can feel the connection between them. Like, they talked about how their audition together, like, they were casted like a couple days before they had to start shooting, and so it was that quick. And so when they went into a read together for the very first time, they had that instant click, and they were like, okay, thank God, we actually can do this now. So because they just performed so well together without knowing each other. And the scene that they did was from the pilot, and then the person who was involved with it, they were like, okay, well, we need to continue this because they're really good, and they just went on improv, and that was amazing. And so that just shows how destined they are to be the characters and how well they perform like that. There's so many things that stand out to me. I'm probably going to think of other things later. But, no, I have more.
Sounded like you were wrapping up.
No, I'm not. I'm not wrapping up. This is my favorite thing. I have plenty to say about it. So, okay, let me get back to my thought. It was cool to hear how, all the actors, there were, four actors. There was, Aubrey Joseph, Olivia Holt, who play, Cloak and Dagger. And then, oh, shoot, I'm forgetting the detective's actual name, but, she plays Detective Bailey on the show. And I was shocked to see that she had an English accent, because her American accent is top-notch, like, that was really good. And then Ally Mackie, who is interesting because I actually know her through Chloe Bennett, who plays on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they're actually really good friends, so that was cool to find out. And so on Cloak and Dagger, she plays... I'm forgetting her name. Anyway, she plays the daughter of one of the scientists who blew up on the rig in the show, and she's just a very fierce, independent woman who becomes friends with Tandy, who is Cloak. And so, I mean, it's kind of crazy, because, like, I know for me it was a big deal in the grand scheme of things, because afterwards I could not stop smiling for like half an hour. I like texted my friend and he said like, yeah, that's like an adrenaline rush. And I'm like, yeah, well, it's still going. And it just makes me happy to like see the Marvel community united, where there's, you know, a cast where it's very diverse. You know, Ally Mackie is Asian American and Aubrey Joseph is a black man, and they're all leads, and it's just, it makes my heart happy to watch a show that is dealing with all these issues that have been not just alive for a while, but they've always been alive, and it's just nice to see them handled with such care. And there's like no fear or anything. It's just they want to do it, so they do it. And the TV show itself, it handles topics so well. It feels very real, like, just minus the superpowers, and it literally is, like, what happens in the world today with, you know, racism and substance abuse and family issues, domestic violence, all of that. It's a problem, but it's interesting to see the superhero level on top of that, and how much of a struggle, you know, added to on all top of all those levels, how much a struggle it is to try and handle that as Cloak and Dagger are teenagers in the show, and they're just trying to, you know, stay alive. And that's probably one of my favorite parts about the show. That's why it drew me in, was because of Cloak and Dagger's connection, and the fact that, you know, they're both so independent, but they also rely on each other. And it's just so nice to see that connection grow stronger and stronger throughout the show. Like, yeah, it's hard. Everything's really hard in the show. So it's like, oh, you know, a big fight will happen, or you know, Tandy will feel some reason to pull away, and Tyrone has to kind of bring her back in and show her that, he, you know, she can really trust him, because he's the only one that really knows what she's going through. And that's just something so relatable, because even though they're different, everyone feels alone at some time in their life. Or, you know, more times than you would like. And I know for me, I felt that way. And so just to kind of connect on that, you know, kind of small level, just is incredible. And it's so well done, and I definitely appreciate that. You know, as a teenager, it's something that, you know, I know everyone goes through. And they're looking at me, so I should probably wrap it up, because I could talk longer. But, you know, that was my favorite panel. So, mission accomplished. And I'm going to hand it back to them. Bye, guys.
All right, yeah. I'm really glad that Jade got to attend that Cloak and Dagger panel. She loves that show, as she just expressed. And I'm just happy that she's able to experience it and have so much fun. I wish you had been able to get a signing or a photo op with them, but I guess they didn't get close enough.
Yeah, no, they were, like, posing at the end, but, like, not close enough where you could get, like, selfie level.
All right. Yeah, yeah, that was cool. Another thing we did together, did you mention everything at the FX booth?
I think I missed stuff.
Okay, yeah, just real quick. FX experience outside. They had a Sunny in Philadelphia, just like a photo op. We did that. Like, we're running Sunny the 13th. Then they had these, like, custom bags. You could pick a show and then pick a saying. I picked Atlanta. Everything's made up. Stay woke is the quote I picked for it. And then it had, you get to put your initials on it. I didn't pick it up yet, but they'll have it for us tomorrow. Just real quick, what was the bag and the saying you picked?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Oh shoot, what is it? The cowboy thingy that Charlie says.
We'll come back again tomorrow when the bag is in our hands and speak on that. But the last thing we did, and that was super cool, was they had this, you stepped into this room and they took a picture of you, like, from all angles. So then you could, like, spin and you could pick the background. So we chose Atlanta as the background, and then we chose the Dissolve effect.
Wild card.
Wild card is the quote that Jade picked for her bag for Sunny. So anyways, but the cool bonus for the photo op was you have the opportunity to buy yourself as an action figure, and it's like $40 for one or $60 for the other option. So I'm definitely gonna look into that and see what I think they preview it for you, so you can get idea of what your figure will look like. But I like the sound of that. That sounds cool. And, you know, they don't pressure you about it or anything. It was just like, that's an option. So, yeah, really cool. And they had examples of what they'd look like. So, real quick before I get Nez, because Nez hasn't been featured yet on the pod. I got to talk about the actual Teen Titans screening, which was awesome. Amazing. He showed up for. And actually, right off the bat, I was expecting popcorn, drinks, something, but we were just let into the theater and went to our seats, and they kind of just had a blank screen play. And then it was cool, the voice cast, most of it, not all of it, came out, and one of the actors, the actor that plays Beast Boy, he actually dressed up in full, like, costume, like, makeup and everything. So that was really cool to see. And Kerry Payton, who plays Ezekiel on The Walking Dead, he's in the voice cast, so he came out. That was cool to see. And then, yeah, we got to see the film, which won't get too much into right now, but especially because we just saw the premiere and it's a week out of theater, so I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But yeah, it was highly enjoyable. As far as DC movies go, the way they've kind of struggled. I mean, this would be near the top for me. I thought it was so funny. All kinds of inside jokes and everything like that. So that was awesome. And I want to go see it in theaters again because they told us the mid-credit scene was only for Comic-Con viewers. So I definitely want to go see it again in theaters and then see if it is or isn't. And then I can come on the show and talk about what it was they showed us if it's not for general audiences. But anyways, after that ended, they had an after party for us, which was really cool. We went to a different building and they had Kool-Aid, cupcakes, ice cream, popcorn, all that fun stuff. And they played the soundtrack, which there's some really catchy songs that get in your head. And it was already in my head from the film, and then it further got in my head. But they had some photo ops with some of the characters dressed up. And then it was really cool that the guy that was dressed up as Beast Boy, that voice actor, he came out with his dog, and we got a photo op with him. So that was really cool. And then finally we left, and they had a gift tote bag. So that was awesome. And yeah, I'm glad we did it. And it's one of those like one of a kind opportunities that you can only get at Comic-Con. So I was happy to do that. Yeah. And then most of the rest of the day, kind of just scanned the floor. I was on the search for a Twin Peaks poster for the cast to sign. I just couldn't find it. I have the pop for the actress that plays Audrey Horn to play. But I'll try again tomorrow. I think she'll be back and a few other members of the cast. So yeah, pretty much did that, and then topped the day off, ended it with a round of Star Wars trivia, which I was excited. Got to try with Jade for the first time. We didn't win, but they did it. So like three rows at a time, basically played a game. So we only got one shot at it, but it was fun to just be in the room. And actually, right before that started, they had this interesting kind of like mock play presentation, the trial of Poe Dameron, like what the consequences would be for his actions during Last Jedi, both, you know, in the beginning and as the film went on, his interactions with Haldo and whatnot. So that was interesting. But yeah, overall, another great day at the con, and can't wait for Saturday, the last day of the con. But right now, I'm going to hand over to the man, the Nez, tell you about his day.
Yo. Tired.
There you go.
Yeah, I've been the chauffeur for everyone, so I'd get up super early and drop these guys off over at the convention center. You can't even drive down there. It sucks, man. Everything's blocked off and idiots walking around the street that don't mind the lights, and all you fucks that don't use your blinkers when you should. Use your blinkers in your car. That's what they're there for. But other than that, I mean, it was cool. I've dropped him off, came back, picked up everyone else and went over. I actually didn't go into the con until later. I was out walking around. They all went in. I was just looking around at some stuff outside, and there wasn't too much. Hooked up with a couple guys I hadn't seen in a while and just hung out with them. They didn't have badges, so we just kind of hung outside for a little bit and chilled in the lobby at the Omni and kicked back. But then when these guys went to the screening, that's when I went in. I went into the exhibit floor, walked around, picked up a couple things. Nothing exciting. I went over to Super 7 to talk to Brian again, and I knew I should have bought it Thursday. The Prince Adam exclusives, they're all gone. And I asked Brian, I said, well, what's up? And then he was like, they didn't think that it was going to be that big of a hit. They didn't think everyone was going to want it, and they just sold out of all of them. And I asked him if they were going to make more, and he was like, nah, this is it. Whatever they made, that was then. So all you guys that got them, I mean, you guys lucked out because they're not making any more of them. But that's cool.
I didn't get anything else over there because I got everything I wanted from them yesterday. So walked around some more and was just looking around. I found these one guys that I always buy shirts from every year, but they just kind of had the same prints. There wasn't nothing new. So I just talked to them for a little bit and moved on, kept walking around, just looking at everything. And there's... I walked over to Entertainment Earth. There was some Kiss stuff I wanted until I saw the price. And I'm like, there's a Destroyer lunchbox. It was an exclusive lunchbox for the con. And it was $50. I was like, $50? I was like, nah, I'm good. So I didn't pick that up. It had some Kiss stuff in it. I'm not too sure what it was. But they had these the Destroyer figures as well, the set of four, but for $80, no. So last year I only paid, I want to say $15 for my Gene figure that they had, the exclusive one. They sell them. It was the Dynasty era. They sell those in the store now, but the exclusive one I got last year, his cape was cloth, and the ones that are in the stores you can buy are plastic. So I was hoping they were going to do the Destroyer ones separately, because I would have probably just bought Peter, Chris, and Gene, but they were selling them by the set, so I was like, nah. Where was the... Oh, I can't remember who was putting out the Wu-Tang. I want to say it was Soundwave and Optimus Prime. I saw those, but the one I wanted, the Soundwave one, that was gone. I can't remember who was selling them. So I walked around. I found the... I don't know if it's Bait Me or Bait Something. I don't know. They had an exclusive Bruce Lee pop. I know the gold one was $30. I figured the regular Bruce Lee was. Bruce Lee from Enter the Dragon with the no shirt and the scratch marks on him. I was going to get it because I knew the gold one was going to be $30, but the other one was $30 as well. And I'm like,
I saw places that the regular one was $30 and the gold one was $60.
And I seen them where the regular one was $60 and the gold one was more.
Wow.
So I was like, hell no. So I just said, forget it. I didn't even bother with it. While I was, it was closer to the Funko booth. So I walked over there and looked around and can't get in that line. So forget it. Well, I looked over just to see if I knew anyone in the line. I didn't know anyone. So while I was down there, I ran into Bootsy Collins. So that was cool. I met him at earlier this year at, the hell's that thing, Mark and I went to? NAMM. When I went to that, and then he was walking around, and I don't think anyone knew who he was except for maybe me and a couple of other guys, because he took pictures with all of us. But he was just walking through there, and I'm like, do you guys know who this is? And no one seemed to give a shit. And I'm like, oh man, you guys need to listen to some good music. If you know who Bootsy Collins, you know how awesome he is. So he was cool. I got to talk to him for a little bit. Him and I think that was his wife. I wasn't too sure. But she was really nice, too. And then after I turned around, I ran into what's his nuts from Yo Gabba Gabba, DJ Lance Rock. He was hella cool. They were all the Funko thing. I don't know if they're coming out with... does he have a pop? Do you know?
I don't think so.
What about Bootsy?
No.
Well,
they probably will.
Yeah, maybe they're working with them. Maybe it's coming. But it was cool just to run into both of those guys. So that was pretty sweet. And then I was walking around some more. I went over to look at all the big exhibits, the Star Wars exhibit, and I picked up some exclusive Star Wars socks. I mean, they're not for me. I mean, my wife wears those little small lady ones. Picked up a couple of those for her. And there's a lot of stuff there, but some of it is just for show. And the stuff they have there is like super expensive. You can probably get it cheaper online somewhere. But usually I buy a ton of stuff from them, but there was nothing. And sometimes, I remember the first couple of years I was down here, they had like figure exclusive. Now they don't even do that anymore. So, and then what else did I do? Walked around some more, looked at other things, talked to all kinds of people, ran into people that I see every year down here. I never see them anywhere else, just here. Talked to them. And then while I was walking around, I ran into WWF, WWE Hall of Famer, Lita, Team Extreme, Amy Dumas. She was walking through the crowd, and nobody knew who she was. So I was like, damn. I saw her and like just flipped out and talked to her for a little bit. Got a picture with her, so that was cool.
Made your list.
Yes. So I walked around. Then I went out. I went back outside because it was kind of getting a little stuffy inside. So I went outside again, walked around, went over to the Omni Hotel again, just to use a bathroom, and hung out there for a little bit and got on their Wi-Fi and did some stuff, and then rested up a little bit, and then I went back into the exhibit hall again and started walking around. I actually went into the gaming area. And this is the thing that, I mean, if that's your deal, playing games, well, whatever the games are that they play. I know I walked into the Dungeons and Dragons room, and it was packed. And nothing against anyone that plays these games, whatever game, Dungeons and Dragons or those card games. I was thinking, you just paid, how much is one day? Let's just say 60.
Yeah.
$60. And Dungeons and Dragons isn't a game that's over within minutes.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine paying what I paid for my badge to sit in a room and play a game when you could do that at home, right, for free.
Or even like at your local comic book store. I know even in Eureka, North Coast Role Playing, that's the comic book store, majority of what they do is that gaming. So
I know. I was just like, all right, man, whatever. I mean, but and like I said, man, if that's your prerogative, go for it. But no, I couldn't do it. So I walked around, looked in some other rooms, and there was just everyone playing different kinds of games. So, and each room was packed. There was never a room where it was just like maybe a couple people. It was like pretty much every table was taken. And then I walked around. Looked at the small press, and nothing really caught my eye. But then, I don't know for what it was, but there was like, usually there's people down there, and no, I'm sorry, not small press, Artist Alley. It was like super packed down there, so I really didn't get to see too much. Just kind of glanced around over everyone's shoulders. I mean, which is good for each artist that was down there. I mean, awesome that everyone's there to see them and pick up whatever from them. So after that, I went upstairs. I went and walked around the sales pavilion. I know I saw the whole Twin Peaks cast. Well, not the whole cast, but a lot of them up there. They were doing the signing. That line was long. There was a couple actors there and voice actors that I didn't know. I think the only one I really knew was Reggie Bannister from Phantasm and all the other movies, all the horror movies that he's done. But his table, he had a little crowd around his table, so that was cool. I had talked to him before, but I just kept going. Then I went over into the other build, the other convention center is two different buildings. I went over into the first building, and I walked around over there. I went into a panel. I kind of just went into a panel just to sit down, and it was like a science and science fiction panel. There were some authors and all that talking about stuff. And then one of the dudes from Stranger Things that did the music, he was talking about something else, but then they brought up that, and he said he did all the synth music and everything. He acted like he didn't want to talk about it, but the mediator was like, come on, man, that's like a big deal. What do you got to talk about? And he was kind of like, yeah, it was just something I did. And he was all like, not like he didn't care, but he was just like, it was just a job and he did it.
Right.
I'm like, really? I mean, it's like one of the biggest TV shows ever. And, yeah. But, oh, that's when you were texting me. So I went back outside and did the handoff of the badge. And then we all went and got something to eat because we were starving. And then after that, we went and walked around. No. Me and Eric, we went back inside. And then we looked around some more. Eric was going to get some stuff. And we didn't really go to the very end because we said we'll go there tomorrow because we're running out of time. I did a lot of photo op stuff with Eric. It's always cool because I think it was Mattel and... Who are the ones that makes the Marvel Legends and all that?
Hasbro?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I assume we walked over to that booth and we're looking around and there was the Thanos' glove?
Infinity Gauntlet.
The Infinity Gauntlet, yeah. I'm tired, everyone. But so there was a photo ops there. Eric has stuck his hand in it, and it's like you're inside one of those Marvel Legend boxes. So that was cool. We walked over and looked at the Aquaman little setup. There were some new toys that they're coming out with, and there was a little photo op. You can hold what's his little pitchfork spear thing called? Do you know Aquaman's?
Triton?
Yeah, that was there. And it was cool. And then we just walked around some more. And then that was pretty much it for being inside. Because then the loudspeaker comes on and says, all right, everyone got to get out. Yep. And I think the only things I picked up other than those socks were... were right when I walked in the beginning, when I first went in, I picked up some movies back at a Shout Factory, the stuff that I didn't get yesterday. This is a new one that just came out. This is their collector's edition of John Carpenter's In the Mouth of Madness. If you're familiar with the Shout Factory, these are Scream Factory. Well, two of them are Scream Factory, the other one's Shout, but it's all Shout Factory, same thing. Mouth of Madness with Sam Neill. This is a movie that I still can't explain or get, or I don't know. I mean, I've seen it a million times, and it's really confusing. But I know some people really dissected it and give us their reason. I don't know. For me, I don't know. I don't buy it from some people, but this is an awesome film. I couldn't tell you when it came out. It came out a while ago, sometimes in the 90s, I believe, but I don't remember. I don't have my glasses on. I think it says 95, but I don't know. But anyway, what I like about these movies, their releases is they always have exclusive art. The slipcase, the cardboard slipcase is the art that they have on it. But then you can on the flip side, and it's the poster artwork. So that's cool. The second one I picked up, Scream Factory release, is Return of the Living Dead Part 2. I love this one. The first two are good. Well, the first three are good. After that, I think the other two after that were pretty garbage. But this one, I know it did have a Blu-ray release, but it was, I want to say, out of print. And I want to say it was a import. But they finally put it out. Scream Factory finally put it out, so I picked it up. There's a lot of special features on here. The artwork is cool. I believe I got posters for it, too. When you buy these at the con, they give you posters. So I always flip it to the reverse side of the real art. So I got that. And the next one I got was a movie that came out in the 80s. This movie is awesome. This is Streets of Fire. I meant to get it last year, but it sold out, like, instantly. So they had some here, and it was... I'm glad I bought it this year, because last year I know it was like 25, and this year it was 15. So It's an awesome film. Michael Paré and Diane Lane and William Dafoe. Yeah, it's an awesome film. Also, they have different cover art. I keep all when, with my Scream Factory and Shout Factory ones. I always keep the insert the not the inserts the slip covers. So, but that's those are the things that I picked up. There was something I was going to get, but I'm going to go back and get it tomorrow. So, on the next wrap up, I'll talk about it because I wanted to get it signed as well. And that was pretty much it. Once it was over, we went outside and we were looking around. We walked over to the hell was that show called? Castle Rock. There was some kind of thing going on outside, but it was shut down for the day. And then Cartman's escape room, that was shut down for the day. So we pretty much just said, all right, man, that's it. So Zisu and Jay, they stuck around and they went up to the Star Wars trivia. And I brought everyone else back to the place where we're staying. Took a little nap and then I went back and got them. And now we're back, and we're doing our wrap-up. There's some stuff that I really want to finish going through the exhibit hall. I didn't kind of zigzagged through it. I didn't go through all of it. I didn't really look at what panels were going on for tomorrow. But I know there's a lot of trailers that came out so far. I know that show, The Mayans, that trailer was released. If it wasn't, I think it was yesterday. Damn it. I don't have, I never write anything down, but I know there's always trailers that are released after they show them in Hall H, and then they throw them online, unless somebody threw some kind of exclusive one. But the Halloween panel, I think that was today, and there was no way I was getting in there for that. But, right when I left, I mean, I turned on my notifications for, is that someone's mom? Or was that just an actress?
That's just an actress.
Okay, we're watching Impractical Jokers. And there was a tweet there going, hey, if you guys see Michael Myers, he's giving out the exclusive con Halloween poster. And I'm like, fuck, but I was already here and there was no way I was going to haul ass back over there to get one. So I'm like, shit, hopefully he's out there tomorrow handing them out. So that's it for me, pretty much. And we will be back tomorrow with day 3, which is our final day. The con is 4 days. We're not going Sunday. That's when we're going to head home. So got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow. I don't know what yet, but I know I got to pick up some more things, get through the whole exhibit hall, and try to hit some of the stuff on the outside. I need to go over to the other side of Petco because I didn't even go in there yet. I seen it, but I didn't go in. Also, we got the Impractical Jokers block party going on at Petco Park. If you guys are in the area and you do like Impractical Jokers, you don't need a badge to go in there. It's free. Just go in. There's going to be food and there's a signing and whatever the hell these guys are going to do there. Hopefully, I get to see Q. I'm not too sure if I'll be able to, because last year I didn't get to see him. Well, I was there, but they were too busy. They didn't really get to talk to him or anything. But when's that signing?
I'm pretty sure the signing is at 4, and I'm hoping to do it. I brought a couple of the DVD inserts for them to sign. So hopefully, I brought two cons ago. I brought it, and then just I missed the opportunity. We were actually around them, and I should have got him to sign it, and I didn't. So hopefully it happens this time. I imagine there'll be a good amount of people because they'll keep announcing it throughout the day or throughout the event. But looking forward to that. Looking forward to the Joker thing as a whole. I'm a huge fan, as you know, if you've listened to the show. But they're also going to show a new episode, I think, 2 weeks before it airs. So probably be there for that. I'm looking forward to that. As far as the rest of the day at the con, like Nez said, since our last day, last purchases, there's a few comic books I'm after. I finally found a good spot. There's a bunch of tables where the prices are higher, and I was looking not to do that, but I finally found a booth that they're either cover price or under, so that's nice. And they had some nice variants, Scotty Young, some of the hip-hop covers I missed, so gonna pick and choose there. But yeah, just like Nez said, hit the floor again, probably with the Nez for some photo ops, so we'll have to do that at some point. Possibly Hall H at 3, if you can walk in. The RZA is having a panel, so he's doing a bunch of stuff, and he's going to have a bunch of guests, so that'd be cool to see. It's been a while since I've been in H, so. But yeah, just looking forward to another day at the con, and that's just about it for me for day 2.
Yeah, that's it, everyone. We're tired, and I just want to let... Oh, excuse me. I just wanted to lay down. So, day 2, 1 and 2, over with. Day 3 tomorrow. And then after that, next year. And, yep. I have some people I want to talk to tomorrow. Hopefully, I can get some words from, what's his nuts? Matt. God damn
Brony.
It. No. from the Horror Movie Night podcast.
Matt
Kelly. Yeah. So hopefully I'd seen him and talked to him a little bit. Hopefully I can get some words from him. But yeah, and whoever else. So we'll see. But all right, man. We'll see. Well, good night, everyone. We're tired, and we'll see you guys all tomorrow for day 3. Peace.